And he will visit with us about the on-farm precision experimentation with cotton. Dr. Luciano, it's all yours.
Thank you, Dr. Maeda.
Good afternoon, everybody. I think it's... I would like to acknowledge all the co-authors that helped to in this approach. We are trying to I will present more an approach than an experiment or something like. So this project, it's a collaboration of Brazil and U.S. and several locations in U.S. I'm an associate professor in LSU. I'm working with precision agriculture only 2 years there. So, summary of my presentation, why on-farm data for precision agriculture? I'm going to talk about why we are trying to use on-farm data. What's the scope and type of data generated for on-farm precision experimentation? So, generation of algorithms for map-based variable rate, nitrogen, plant growth regulator, defoliations in cotton. Yeah, and in the end, I'm going to give some examples of precision ag on-farm studies. Why on-farm data for precision ag? The first thing in precision agriculture, we need large areas to evaluate spatial variability. It's very hard to find a variability or in soil or whatever if you work with small plot size. The experimental condition in small plot is in station usually are very different from farmer's field. So I was several farmers when I talk, they ask if I could yield like small plots, I'm gonna plant all my farm as a small plot, right? Because you yield a lot. And the other farmer said, I yield more in my farm than your small plot. So the data don't match because it's different scenarios. On the other hand, on-farm studies, the better farm equipment, they have much better farm equipment than most of the experimental stations, especially in Brazil, where I come from. But we need to analyze those colorful maps, right? So with the right statistical procedures. We are using a lot of traditional stats, and there's a much more modern, let me say, ways to analyze your data other than randomized complete block design, right? Mm-hmm. We have worked with large amount of data, and in the end, the focus is the farmers. Most of the, I'm gonna talk about, we start this conversation 2013 with the USDA project that I am a co-PI, but I didn't receive any funds for. And the interesting that we, people that work with precision agriculture, we can do lots of good work with a few money, let me say, a few budget, because the our partner is the farmer. So. And in this case, we are trying to, you know, how to do a large experimentation on farm, taking advantage of the equipment that the farmers already have. So they have variable rate applications, they have, you know, they have ability to map everything and vary inputs. So the idea is to put the experiments, you know, in large scale. This project was building up pretty fast, and last time that I visited with David Bullock, that he's the PI in Illinois, and we had about 100 farmers field that we put nitrogen rates and seed rate across the United States. This is more corn stuff. But in Louisiana, I'm doing more, I'm kind of doing a partnership with Texas, Brazil, and Louisiana, because all these places in the world, they plant a lot of cotton. And what happens is like, there's a lot of similarities that we can use the same scope and the same type of data that generated from these farms. This is one example of a farmer field of 170 acres in Luis Eduardo Magalhães. That's the, It's northeast of Brazil, a large one of the largest producer areas. And we are putting out treatments with nitrogen and doing all with their farm equipment. And the interesting part is, as you can see in this slide here, the yield data that come from, this is the yield data filtered, it matches very good with the prescriptions that we put together with nitrogen and plant regulators. The idea to do all these like checkboard kind of approach is to have the ability to understand and to build scenarios. For example, if I want to know if I put 275 pounds of nitrogen in the whole field, what's going to happen? If I put 400 pounds, what's going to happen? So in this case, as you can see, both maps on your right, it's pretty much the same yield and two very large contrasting rates. So why you're applying 400 pounds instead of 275? So this is only one example that you can exercise and understand what's going on in the farmer condition in large scale. Louisiana, we have, we don't have too much cotton there, but the farms that I work, they farm around 20,000 acres of cotton. So they are very interested, and I would like to acknowledge them. All these data come from farmers in Louisiana that they are doing that kind of checkboard. Sometimes they people get scared. I talk to some farmers and they say, if you want to put check plots, do in your station, don't do in my farm. And what happened that those entrepreneur farmers, they want to put in their farms because they don't want to wait the small plot results to take advantage of that. So this is one example. You have different response of nitrogen in different soil types. I'm just showing you the yield, but we are evaluating plant height. And we map this field with drones and LIDAR and several things. Still ongoing, the data. This is another farmer field. We are trying to put like a spatial nitrogen reference strip. So this is one farmer in Louisiana that it's comparing the N-rich strip against his farmer practice. And as you can see in the maps, like the yield is pretty variable in this case here in comparing the N-rich strip with the farmer management. Here I'm just showing the yield and the NDVI by airplane, but we have, and we still have to analyze the data. We have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sites to do it. The whole idea of this is to build a, we start to build a prototype algorithm using aerial imageries, but we are also using not only aerial imageries by airplane, we are using drones and active sensors to get advantage of all this data collected. This one example, we have 236 locations in two fields. And when you have relative cotton yield and N rates, this pretty much curve, it fits very well in several locations and surprisingly in several countries. And the idea is like, what is best, to have like a lot of data in spatial variation or several years of studies in one location? So the advantage to use on-farm data is that we are getting a lot of data every minute. When the farmer are applying, we are recording as applied maps, we have prescription maps, yield maps, satellite data. And if you do like Dr. Landivar was saying, if you have like drone data to enhance your calibrations and estimations for the satellite data, you can do a lot with these kind of algorithm, like for, in this case, for nitrogen application. This is one example that we did. This is a different study. It's not nitrogen. It's seed rate in Texas and Corpus Christi. We have like this is just to illustrate the kind of data that we are getting. Like on your right, you have like every plot is two combined passes by 150 feet long. So this is the plot. So and you have 240 something plots. So it's pretty amazing how many plots. And once you have several plots, here's one example, five plant population. They are all in the same range of 9 to 10 plants per feet, but you still have ability to see 34 or 45,000 seeds per acre is more interesting. In this case, in Texas, we found that no effect of in this range of plant population study. So if you plant of 37,000 seeds or 45, you're gonna yield the same in terms of, and the profit is gonna be the same. So why we're putting a lot of seeds then? So that's the kind of data that come from on-farm, not from a station. The profits, so obvious, the lower seed is the most profitable because there's no difference between all the scenarios. And but all these data are not statistically significant then. So I can say that we learned from this year. It was I think it was a kind of typical year there. I'm not sure, but we are putting more studies this year. So I hope that. That I would like to acknowledge all the USDA, NIFA, the farmers, and the DIFM support, and all the grad students that work with me, and especially the farmers. I mean, in my area, if you don't have the farmer as a partner, we don't do anything. So thank you. I think we have time for a question. Yes, sir.
Are all of those, your results, are those from yield monitors or on the combine, or how are you gathering with all those plots? How are you reading that data?
Yeah, the question is, my yield data come from yield monitors, yes. All the farmer data, it's like, we bring from the yield monitor combine that records with GPS. And what we do pretty much, we clean the data in different ways to avoid those operational. Yeah, that's one good question. Yes, sir.
Checking your yield off the yield monitor compared to like a grain wagon for the scale system?
The question is if I'm comparing with the weight wagon and the yield data from the monitors. Yeah, this is a long history because if you are trying to compare their actual yield against weight wagon and sensors, you have a slightly difference. We had yesterday or today, I think it was yesterday, a good presentation showing the module, the cotton module against the yield monitor, and they match pretty close. But this is one issue that when you use yield monitor, you have to calibrate them very well. And also you have to account to several moisture, time of the day, and delays, and all kind of filtering process. So as you can see in that this map here, let me see if I show you. This map here is kind of small, but lots of yield data we threw out because several issues with calibrations but back into your question, we calibrate one or two times we have like weight wagon and for calibration, like every company is doing that, so.
Yeah,